check it out, especially because we have a fun interview coming up.
We do. We do. We are excited. You know, MyTalk has been celebrating local businesses basically since the beginning of the COVID shutdown. Mm-hmm. So many businesses were suffering. We wanted to make sure that they get highlighted in all of the great things that they're doing in this community. Paint stores were essential businesses.
Yes.
And we are talking with Wendy Dornick with Hirschfields. And Wendy, thanks for being on our show today. Hello, Wendy.
I've been looking forward to chatting with you.
Good. Okay, Hi. So, you know, we were just reading more about Hirschfields, and we didn't know it was a fourth-generation family-owned business in the for over 100 years in the Twin Cities area.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Yes.
And we make our own paint here in Minnesota, too. Isn't that crazy?
That's awesome. That's awesome.
So yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's right off of Lindale. Just north of Downing, you can actually see the building from the
Oh,
freeway.
Yes, of course. Yes. Yes, I know.
We always knew, like, Valspar paints, but right. Hirschfield paints. I mean, I'm a customer. I've been, you know, gone to your store, the one in Woodbury. The women there that I've worked with have been lovely over the years.
Julia's a professional amateur painter of her inside of her home.
I love it. Aren't we all?
We are. You know, and I know this is something that so many people spend so much time. You know, I have my paint. Swatches, that thing where it's all the colors and everything, but people spend so much time because paint can just it's such an easy transformation, I think, to a home. So tell us a little bit about, I mean, I have painting questions and so does Lori. So how do you start to even choose the right color paint for your house?
Good place to start is identifying what we call fixed assets. So if you're looking at the outside of your house, you're going to look at things that aren't changing, things like stonework, your roof color, anything that's metal. A lot of times the windows are either metal or vinyl. And those are going to be kind of starter places to look for colors that are going to stay. Then you start to branch out from that. Which colors work together with them? Anytime you're looking at a room or exterior, there's always going to be kind of one color that's the star of the show. And it gets to kind of call the shots. So you work around that and you bring in a lot of neutrals around those particular colors.
And it sounds so easy.
Just like that. No problem. And it can be overwhelming, and especially when you're looking at exteriors. There's a lot that goes into it, and you're not doing it very often. So you want to make sure that you get the colors right. So we've got a lot of tools that can help people with that. And one of them is our exterior and interior in color consulting. We actually come to your house and bring swatches and just help choose which of those colors we're going to really work with all of those fixed assets, and then we narrow it down to colors that you actually like.
You know, this makes so much sense because you think about painting the exterior home and the expense that goes into that, and if you make a mistake, that's a big one. So it would make so much sense to have someone come in. I know when we moved to Woodbury.
I've always just painted it the same color that it was.
There you go,
if
Lori.
I've been involved. But you know what? We have kind of not a teal, but sort of a soft... Mm-hmm. What color do you call our house? Seafoamy?
Seafoamy blue and white.
Blue green. But I mean, who knows? Casey just has brought in the paint, like chip, and they just recreate it from that.
Right.
That always amazes me. That amazes me that you guys can do that.
We've actually got color readers there that can read the colors. We've had people bring in most interesting things like a pair of socks, different items of clothing just to match to, or a piece of the soffit and fascia. And as a matter of fact, we have a lot of those colors on file, like your Anderson Windows colors.
Yeah.
Those are all on file to match to as well. So, yeah, it's super helpful, especially when you're trying to put something together very specific.
I would agree. I've made so many painting mistakes and had so many painting successes. But really, you know, gray has been the thing for so long. Is gray still the hot color trend that
or
people
is it
are...
passé?
There you go.
It is yes and no. It has, it's very timeless in a sense, and we're moving away from a lot of just gray and white cold and going to more grays that are warmer. More like greiges, I think. Mm-hmm. Either grige or grays, you can say it either way you'd like, but it's a true blend between a gray and a beige. Seeing a lot more of that coming in. And then people are really warming up that gray and white space with wood, natural wood, oak, with no finish on it, just a clear finish on it. Birches, things like that, just bringing in the warmer woods to offset some of that coldness with the gray.
All right, Wendy, I have to ask you because this obsesses me as much as like who at OPI names the nail polish colors. So you've got colors gray, cashmere, Kendall charcoal, still water, quiet moments. Who gets to do the naming of the colors?
I know. Actually, I want to be on that committee because I bet they're having a really good time when they're doing it.
Yes.
There was actually a collection years ago that wasn't really the Hirschfields where they made it as much of a joke as possible, and it was pretty funny.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know if you've ever seen the Farrow and Ball line. Some of their colors are just, I'm going to just joke, inspirational. Dead salmon is super popular. Mouse's back. Wow, exactly. Where did they get the name?
No, I know. The names are great. Okay, so here is, you know, do you feel like people are still confused about when to use flat, when to use eggshell, when to use satin?
Yes, very much so. And my good rule of thumb is ceilings are usually flat. When you're trying to hide, let's say your drywall isn't perfect, a flat paint is not going to reflect as much of the light, so you're going to get away with a lot more imperfections in your drywall. So a nice white, crisp ceiling white is really popular right now, especially with some of the color trends we've been seeing over the years. A few years ago, 20 years ago, creamier whites were more in, but now it's much more of a crisp white. People think that they need to put a satin sheen on their walls because they want to be able to clean it.
Right.
But the technology is pretty amazing now. We've got a product that Hirschfield sells called Platinum Ceramic Mat that I actually use in all of my houses because it looks like a flat, but it wears like an eggshell. So you can actually clean it. And that's kind of getting the best of both worlds. Trim is usually a satin, and that actually is kind of regional specific. If you go outside the Twin Cities, it's a little bit shinier. So some of our stores up in near Fargo and things, their wall colors are much more in eggshell, and their trims are more like a semi-gloss. Glass for a while was having a big moment where they were going into a room and doing every color. So when the greens really started coming in, they do all of your trim, millwork of the walls and the ceiling all in a gloss. And some of the painters were having a really good time with that because, again, that gloss reflects everything and shows all of the imperfections in the substrate. So
it really does. Now, so if you want to, you know, you use neutral colors or quote unquote, whatever your main colors are in rooms that kind of flow together. But what rooms can we show color personality in without making huge mistakes?
Powder bathrooms are super fun to do. Either just a really wonderful color that you love, and don't be afraid to go dark in them. People think because of the room is small that it's going to feel really trapped and in, but your lighting will make a big difference there. And go ahead with, I've seen black powder rooms that are just stunning. I wanted to talk about on that one. Another great area to do is on front doors. Great place to showcase all the personality. Bright reds, bright greens, or even if you've got a house that has a little more color, something as stately as a navy is another really wonderful spot. And up until about a year ago, laundry rooms were really massively ornate, putting in like chandeliers and softer colors. There's a color that's very popular right now. It's kind of one of my color crushes called Boudoir by Ben Moore. And it's got a soft peachy pink to it. I saw a lot of that going into laundry rooms too. So those are places to really showcase personality. And as you mentioned, just having a flow color throughout is a major trend right now too. And it's very calming to have a flow color, meaning foyer, living room, kitchen, dining room, all of that. But then once you get into a bedroom or a bathroom, you still want colors that work with the rest of the house, but you want to have them be very specific to what's going on in those rooms. With a bathroom, it's going to be your countertops and your tile. And in a bedroom, it's going to be the feeling that you want to induce, but then also usually pulling colors right out of the bedspreads or drapes or something like that.
Oh my gosh. I love
Julia. Okay. Could talk to you all day long, Wendy.
I just want to say one more thing because of course we run out of time, you know, always.
Are you kidding already? I could talk forever too.
Well, if you're just joining us, we're talking with Wendy. We're talking about Hirschfields, who has been, you know, in the Twin Cities for over 100 years. How many locations are there?
There's over 30.
Oh my gosh. And when you go in there, the other big trend right now is wallpaper.
Yes. And a few of our stores have huge wallpaper books to check out. And the patterns are bold. They're alive. And they're going into interesting places, too. Things like your dining room ceiling. Small little areas where you've got crown molding, like a transition hallway kind of thing up there. And also just as headboard walls. Another great spot for those bright colors. Oh, and that's another place where you can showcase your colors. I know kids always pick out the brightest color in the fan deck. And they don't change their mind. They look at it, and that's it. So my little workaround on that is put it on the headboard wall and then go with a color called White Dove everywhere else. It's a neutral, gets along fine with everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody's happy. And that's, you only have one wall to repaint later.
That's the color. I've had that White Dove Benjamin Moore forever in my home. I mean, that one always works with everything. Yeah. It is so great to talk to you and hear more about, I mean, I really could talk to you all day. Thank you for being on our show, Wendy.
I've got lots of ideas and color trends, and I'm just delighted to be able to talk with you.
And it is it does make sense to have a color person come out, and if you want to, you know, you want to plan for your house, it just makes it so much easier because the mistakes are time consuming.
Yes,
they're just time.
They definitely are. Go to our website, hirschfields.com, and look under the color and inspiration site. You'll get all kinds of information on our in-person consulting, on virtual. We do it over the phone if you'd like to do it that way. We have an online digital design board we didn't even talk about where you take a picture of your home and they'll give you digital designs showing color options based on either you telling them what color you like or filling out one of the questionnaires. Really helpful information when you don't have a great idea of visualizing what it's going to look like.
Fantastic.
So interior and exterior for that.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Wendy. It was nice to meet you over the phone. Hopefully we'll meet in person someday. And that's Hirschfields. We got to go. When we come back, we've got stories and randoms about what your car says about you. We'll be right back.